72 of the Hop of the Gaga Handbook, entitled simply Secret Agent Man. What you need to do this afternoon sometime is stop by a gun shop and buy a shoulder holster. Very inexpensive purchase. Oh, no, don't buy the gun. Now, that would probably be illegal. Not to buy it, but to wear it. You see, what you're going to do is you're going to put the shoulder holster on without the gun. There's no law says you can't wear a shoulder holster. And then you put your suit jacket over that. Now, when you see that good-looking babe that you'd like to bottom knock, you walk over to her and let that shoulder holster be seen. Like you take off your jacket. And say, is this seat taken? You go, oh, geez, I better put this jacket back on. She'll notice the holster and go, what, are you a cop? And you say, well, not exactly. I really can't say. I'm a, you know, it's government. And she'll say, my God, government? Are you a spy? Oh, God, I know. You must be CIA, right? You're one of the Langley boys. You say, well, look, I'm not allowed to say, but you give her a wink. She says, damn, I knew it. You look like an agent, you know? Like you can blend into a crowd, yet you look capable. You say, well, shucks, I, can I buy you a drink? Let me tell you about my time in the Congo when we were trying to overthrow Mobutu. As you're talking, you let an aspirin drop to the table. Why an aspirin? Well, you've had it taped to your ears since you walked into the bar. And you make believe like you're gesticulating or scratching your ear and cling, 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 cling. The aspirin falls to the table. Make sure it doesn't say Bayer on it or something. Just a plain one. Just a plain white pill. And she'll look at that and go, my God. You say, oh, geez, I'm supposed to keep that tape behind my ear. She'll go, tape? That's a cyanide pill. My God, you are CIA, aren't you? Oh, jeez, the shoulder holster, the cyanide pill? Wow! And then just make up some other stuff. Say, boy, it's a little cool in here. I hope my malaria doesn't kick in. She'll go, malaria? My God, you must have been in Nam. You were probably there in the last days of Da Nang, weren't you? Huh? Trying to arrange a bloodless coup in the Pol Pot regime? My God! She'll become more and more interested. She'll become more and more fascinated with the mysterious man with the shoulder holster and the cyanide pill. Finally say, you know, crowds make me nervous. I'm so tired of having to blend in. What do you say, you and me blend out of here, eh? Of course you'll go to her place. On assignment, I don't have a place. I've been staying out at Lang... I mean, I've been staying at the company in the... Your place nearby? You end up her place. Little bachelorette apartment. And you just get you a slice. She'll, you know, imagine that she's Ursula Andress and you're Sean Connery, you know? You just cut a slice of your life and she'll be so thrilled. Can't wait to tell her friends about her secret agent man. Of course, you deflect any questions about where you live and what your phone number is, even what your real last name is. My friends just call me Harry. I mean, and she'll be lapping it up. But Grace, how do you unload that thing? No problem. Just look at her for a while and take the aspirin from behind your ear and say, you know, when I think of the fun we've had together and when I think of what I could have if I were a normal human being with a normal job and I didn't always have to be running off to countries and overthrowing governments, yeah, I just want to die. As a matter of fact, I think I will. I love you. And then just take that aspirin and start chewing it. She'll go, my God, as your knees buckle and you drop to the floor, she'll run out of the room to grab the phone to dial 911. That's when you get up, slip out the door.
Doctor, I know you're on cloud nine, but...